안녕하세요.
안녕하세요.
Hello everyone, this is 경은.
And hello everyone, this is 현우선. And you're listening to Talk to Me in Korean.
토크 투 미 인 코리안.
Today we're going to talk about some verbs.
Verbs, 동사.
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 Again?
동사.
동사 is a verb. And in the word 동사, the part 동 means movement, moving. So, 경은, how do you say movement or move in Korean?
동작이요, 동작.
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 So, when you do a dance move, that's also a 동작, right?
Yeah, right.
So, all the dancers out there, if you want to say a move in Korean, it is 동작.
동작.
But today, we're not talking about 동작s here.
We are talking about 동사.
동사. Okay, verbs. But we're not talking about all the verbs in Korean. There are many different types of verbs in Korean, but today we're talking about these 하다 verbs. 하다.
하다.
경은, what does 하다 mean?
To do.
To do.
Yes.
And in some of our previous lessons, we talked about how Korean verbs are conjugated. For example, in lesson number 16, we talked about how you can change a dictionary form of a verb into the present tense.
And in lesson number 17, we learned how to make the past tense.
Exactly. And in both of those lessons, we talked about how the verb 하다 is followed by the verb ending 여, something something.
So, for example, when you want to make a present tense sentence, 하다's verb stem is 하, and it is followed by 여요, so it becomes 해요.
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 하여요 becomes 해요. And in the past tense, if you look at the verb stem again, it's 하, and it is followed by 였어요, so it becomes 하였어요, and it eventually turns into 했어요.
했어요.
So we learned already how to make 해요 and 했어요 when you want to say I do, I am doing, or I did something. And we also mentioned that this verb 하다 is a very, very powerful verb, almost as powerful as 경은.
You think so?
Yeah. You're kind of powerful, right?
Yeah, right. I'm a strong woman. Mentally powerful, not physically.
Ah, okay. I was referring to the physical side of your strength.
No.
Well, anyway, let's talk about how and why this verb 하다 is powerful and sometimes, well, actually, always very, very useful.
Okay, so tell us why 하다 is so powerful.
Okay, well, the reason that we say that 하다 is very useful and versatile is because many of the Korean nouns that indicate or describe some kind of action or behavior can be combined with 하다, and if you put those nouns together with 하다, they become verbs.
And it's very easy.
Yeah, so I think it's best if we look at some examples.
네, 좋아요.
All right, so if you look at the PDF of this lesson, we've picked 15 nouns.
네, 15개를 골랐어요.
네, 15개, 15 of them. And all of these words are nouns, and by adding 하다 after each noun, you can make the verb form of each of these words. So let's look at example number one. This is my favorite activity, my biggest hobby, something that I want to do for a living.
Oh, really?
Yeah, which is 공부.
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 공부 means studying. It's a noun. So by adding 하다 after that, what does it become?
It becomes 공부하다.
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 And how do you say I study, I am studying?
공부해요.
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 How about I studied?
공부했어요.
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 Okay, we've looked at the noun form, which is
공부.
And the verb form.
공부하다.
Again, you can make it just by adding 하다 after 공부. And we've looked at the present tense.
공부해요.
And the past tense.
공부했어요.
Okay, so why don't we do the same thing with the rest of the words?
Okay, 좋아요.
좋아요?
네.
해볼까요?
네.
Okay, number two. Work, job.
일, 일.
And how do you say to work?
You can add 하다 and it becomes 일하다.
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 If you say it quickly,
일하다.
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 Okay, how do you say I am working or I work?
일해요.
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 So usually, 경은, if I call you on a Tuesday and if I call you around 3 o'clock in the afternoon and I ask you, what are you doing? 뭐해요? What would you say?
I would say 일해요.
일해요.
일해요. Or I would say 지금 일해요.
Oh, you're working now.
Yeah, right.
Okay, and then how about the past tense?
일했어요.
I worked, you worked.
일했어요.
Okay. Number three, how do you say memory in Korean?
기억.
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 And how do you say to remember the verb form of the word?
기억하다.
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 If you say it quickly.
기억하다.
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 Present tense.
기억해요.
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 A question.
기억해요.
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 And in the past tense.
기억했어요.
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 Well, this sounds a little bit unnatural. 기억했어요.
Yeah, right.
It would have to be a very specific situation in order for you to say this, 기억했어요. But still, it's good to know how the present tense and the past tense work. And the next example is cleaning.
청소.
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 And what's the verb?
청소하다. 청소하다.
To clean.
청소하다.
형은?
네.
집에서?
네.
At home?
Yes.
Do you clean every day? Do you clean your house every day? 매일 청소해요?
Every day? 매일이요?
네.
아니요.
안 해요?
네, 안 해요. 매일은 안 해요.
매일은 안 해요?
네, 매일은 안 해요.
You do clean your house, but not every day.
네.
매일은 안 해요.
현우 씨는요? 매일 청소해요?
Of course.
정말요?
Yeah.
믿을 수 없어요.
믿어요, 좀. Okay, and the past tense is?
청소했어요.
청소했어요.
어제는 청소했어요.
Yesterday, 네. As for yesterday, you did clean the house.
네.
But still, you don't have any proof.
Okay.
Okay, next word, cooking or a dish?
요리.
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 And what is the verb?
요리하다.
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 Present tense?
요리해요.
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 Past tense?
요리했어요.
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 Okay. Example number six. Moving. Moving into a new house.
이사.
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 Number two and number four.
Yeah, right.
이사.
이사.
Many of the moving companies, moving agencies have the this phone number.
Yeah, right.
Like the last four digits of their phone numbers would be 이사, 이사.
Yeah, 2424.
2424. You will notice that as soon as you move to Korea and you look for some moving agencies. Okay, and what's the verb?
이사하다.
To move into a different house.
이사하다.
Present tense?
이사해요.
Past tense?
이사했어요.
Okay, number seven. A song.
노래.
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 How about to sing?
노래하다.
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 How about I sing, you sing, he sings, she sings?
노래해요.
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 The birds sing.
새들이 노래해요.
And in the past tense?
노래했어요.
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 경은, when you go to a 노래방, do you sing? 노래해요?
노래하는 거 싫어해요.
You don't like singing?
네.
Oh.
노래 못해요.
I thought one day you would sing for our listeners.
No. 싫어요.
I'll make you sing.
No, one no, day. No, no,
no. Okay, number eight. Effort.
노력.
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 And the verb?
노력하다.
To make an effort to try hard.
노력하다.
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 Present tense?
노력해요. 노력해요.
Past tense?
노력했어요. 노력했어요.
And number nine. Agreement or agreeing.
동의.
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 And what is the verb?
동의하다.
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 Present tense?
동의해요.
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 Well, it means I agree, but in a very formal way of saying it, I agree. 동의합니다. 동의해요.
동의해요.
Well, in a more casual conversation, you would say, 네, 그래요. Or 같은 생각이에요.
네, 같은 생각이에요.
Or 저도 그렇게 생각해요.
네, 맞아요.
Things like that. Just in case you want to know. And in the past tense?
동의했어요.
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 I agreed, he agreed, they agreed, she agreed, you agreed. Okay, number 10, the act of admitting something or acknowledgement.
인정.
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 인정. And the verb?
인정하다.
To admit.
인정하다.
인정하다. And if I want to say, yeah, it was my fault, I admit it, or it was your fault, you have to admit it, how would I say I admit or you admit or she admits?
인정해요.
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 And in the past tense?
인정했어요.
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 It sounds like you're angry. Yeah. I admitted it, so don't talk about it again. Don't bring that up.
Yeah, right, like that. 인정해요. 인정했어요.
So don't bring that up again in front of me or something like that.
Okay.
인정했어요. 인정해요.
인정해요.
Yeah. What do you admit?
For, I don't know.
Me being the more popular among
okay,
the co-hosts?
Okay, what's the number 11?
Okay, 11 is regret.
후회.
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 The verb?
후회하다.
To regret.
후회하다.
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 What if you want to say, I regret?
후회해요.
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 It's 후회해요. So the pronunciation is a little bit tricky. But if you say it really quickly, what does it become, Kellen?
후회해요.
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 후회해.
후회해요.
There are three hits there. Three H there.
Yeah, it's 후회해요. A little bit difficult to pronounce.
Yeah, try not to pronounce it as 후회해요. Okay. And the past tense?
후회했어요.
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 Number 11, exercise?
운동.
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 Oh, there is this word again, 동 there.
Yes.
운 is to drive or to move, and 동 means to move. So 운동 is a lot of moves. 운동, exercise, working out. And the verb is?
운동하다.
To exercise, to work out.
운동하다.
경은, do you work out? 운동해요?
운동했었어요.
Oh, you used to work out. Like
1년
year
전에?
Ago. Yeah, 1년 전에?
네.
Year ago. I remember you going to swimming pools every morning.
Yeah.
I didn't believe you, but you said so.
진짜 운동했어요.
Oh, you really worked out?
Yeah, right.
Okay.
진짜로.
I'll believe you. Okay, so that was the past tense covered. And number 13, love.
사랑.
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 To love?
사랑하다.
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 And I believe when it comes to the present tense, I think you have something you want to say to our listeners.
Yes. 여러분, 사랑해요.
Oh. Everyone, if you want to say the same thing to me or 경은, please leave a comment right away.
Don't say, 사랑했어요. Don't say to me.
So everyone, don't tell her that you used to love her. Because it means no more, no longer.
네,
okay.
맞아요.
Number 14, words or language.
말, 말.
And to speak.
말하다.
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 Again, it's 말하다, but when you say it quickly, it becomes
말하다.
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 In the present tense?
말해요.
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 You can say the same thing to someone that is hesitating to say something, and you can say, speak, say it, tell me.
말해요.
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 Yeah, and in the past tense?
말했어요.
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 I told her, I told him, I told them.
말했어요.
Okay, and the last example is something that you have in abundance, right? You have a lot of 생각 usually.
네, 맞아요. 생각. 생각이 많은 여자예요.
Oh, you're a girl with a lot of ideas, a lot of thoughts.
Yeah, right.
Okay, so thought or idea is?
생각.
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 And the verb is?
생각하다.
To think.
생각하다.
And I think, she thinks, they think, he thinks?
생각해요.
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 And the past tense?
생각했어요.
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 Well, I guess that's it.
No, that's not it. You forgot to mention something very important.
All right, what is that?
Everyone, do you remember how to make negative sentences?
Oh, I thought you didn't like negative sentences.
Yeah, I didn't like it, but we have to practice.
Okay, so this is going to be really simple. Before we wrap up the lesson, let's look at how you can form negative sentences using these verbs that are made by adding 하다 to nouns. So if you think about it, all these verbs that we talked about are combinations of nouns plus 하다, and this 안 is actually very strong, and whenever you want to use this word 안 inside a sentence using these verbs, the word 안 breaks into the gap between the noun and 하다. And it separates the noun and 하다 away.
Yeah, right. So for example, 공부하다 becomes 공부 안 하다.
And 일하다 becomes
일 안 하다.
See how you have to say 안 between the noun and the verb 하다 when you want to make a negative sentence out of it. So 기억하다 becomes
기억 안 하다.
청소하다, to clean, becomes
청소 안 하다.
To not clean. And how about I cook?
요리해요.
And I don't cook.
요리 안 해요.
And how about I am moving?
이사해요.
And I am not moving.
이사 안 해요.
The same thing applies to all the other verbs. So let's quickly go over them. 노래해요 becomes
노래 안 해요.
And 노력해요?
노력 안 해요.
동의해요?
동의 안 해요.
인정해요?
인정 안 해요.
I don't admit. I can't admit. And how about I have no regrets. I'm not regretting. How do you say that?
후회 안 해요.
후회 안 해요.
후회 안 해요.
And just like 경은, everyone, if you don't work out at all, you can say
운동 안 해요.
운동 안 해요.
운동 안 해요.
And if you want to say, I don't love you.
Oh, it's so sad. 사랑 안 해요.
사랑 안 해요.
사랑 안 해요.
And if you have a secret that you don't want to tell anyone, you can say
말 안 해요.
I'm not going to tell you.
말 안 해요.
And this last one is quite sad too. To say, I mean.
Yeah, right.
Say it for me.
생각 안 해요.
생각 안 해요.
생각 안 해요.
I don't think.
Yeah.
I mean, there will be some situations where you have to say, yeah. I don't think about it, or, you know, not just, I don't think at all. Okay, in this lesson, we've looked at some examples of the 하다 verbs in the Korean language.
Yeah, everyone, 같이 연습해요.
같이 연습해요. Let's practice together.
네.
And how?
Come to talktomeinkorean.com and leave us comment.
Or video responses.
Oh, wow.
We would love to see some of them.
네, 맞아요.
Okay, so we'll see you at talktomeinkorean.com. And if you have any comments or questions, please feel free to leave us comments or email us or Skype us or tweet us.
네, 좋아요.
See you soon.
안녕히 계세요.
안녕히 계세요.